The John Lennon Educational Tour Bus is a music studio on wheels. The nonprofit project, partially supported by John Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, is a tribute to the former Beatle, who was murdered on December 8, 1980. The bus travels across the country, giving young people a unique opportunity to learn how to compose, perform, record, and produce songs and videos. The bus has been on the road 10 months a year since 1998, visiting schools, colleges, community centers, and music festivals. This year's tour, marking Lennon's 70th birth anniversary, is sponsored by Mont Blanc, a high-end writing instrument maker. The company has created a special edition John Lennon pen, and spokesman Jean-Patrick Schmitz says supporting the bus tour was a natural fit.
We looked at John Lennon as one of the musicians of the last century which probably have inspired so many generations, so many people. And when we were working on that project, we came across the John Lennon bus, which is a very interesting thing, particularly today where so many schools have, you know, very restricted budgets, and very often the arts education program is the first one suffering from these budget restraints. By the way, John Lennon would have his 70th birthday this year. If he would still be amongst us, probably would have been full-hearted behind that program.
The latest bus tour started in October.
Since we started and we kicked it off in New York, the bus actually has already been to Las Vegas, to Los Angeles, Houston, Texas, to Miami. And the bus probably actually will tour multiple times across the country throughout 1 year. We have agreed with the schools, and we actually put the bus into the schoolyard or in front of the school.
I said there is absolutely no way that there is a professional recording studio on a bus that will fit in our school parking lot. And I was completely wrong.
Linda Reel works with students and teachers at Grady Middle School in Houston, Texas, where the tour bus made a stop.
The bus shows up early in the morning with professional musicians that were exceptional in working with our students and pulling out the hidden talents that we knew they had, and I think they now realize that they have as well.
8 students who've played music for at least 2 years were selected to participate in this musical experience. Reel says it was remarkable.
I would go on the bus to see how everything was going. They would simply wave to me and move on. I mean, they were engaged completely in the process. And then at the end of the day, they were videoing themselves for the music video portion to go along with the music. And they were let to use their imagination. At one point, they were on the corner of a street with guitars and sunglasses in. They were actually assuming that rock star persona. And they did actually complete a rap called This Is How We Roll.
When I'm in class, acting a fool. When it's time to work, the pencil is my tool. Cause you know I'm hard at work and passing on my test. Just another thing to prove that I'm better than the rest. Cause up in grade middle school, you know that we be thrown. And guess what, haters? This is how we roll.
How we roll, oh, this is how we roll, oh.
We made our own song from scratch with all the lyrics and with the computer and everything. And we actually played our instruments throughout most of it.
Seventh grader Dylan Johnson, who plays percussion, says his friends wanted to know all about it.
Every day they were all coming up and asking me, hey Dylan, what was that big bus outside in the parking lot? I think it's helped me a lot, like making and writing music, and I've actually written 2 or 3 songs after it.
Working with the musicians on the bus also profoundly influenced Jordan Purcell, a 13-year-old clarinet player.
When I first walked in, I was really shy, but they were so nice that it was really hard to be shy. Now that I've done this, I've wanted to see what other recording studios look like, and I just want to keep on playing.
After experiencing the magic of creating and recording music, the students say they dream that someday they'll become musicians, able to touch and inspire people's lives just like John Lennon. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.